And page Reishkas, paragraph starts with Harei Zehu. So Reka Hamiti the Mitzvah Torah. This is really the real understanding, the real framework to understand the Mitzvah Torah. Shekdei La'asoyis and Luzis Behem Be'emes Sarachadon Liyos Mundu Rishkina. So we saw this idea multiple times that, you know, he's saying this idea that the idea of mitzvah is a place where the mitzvah and the mitzvah meet. So if a person is not meeting his mitzvah when he's doing the mitzvah, he's not really doing a mitzvah. Me'at ha'novin divrei Rama Pirkei Hatzlacha. Kikach nir ba'emes kiyam ha'mitzvus. As the Rama said, that the quote that he quoted over here, that this when you blow the shofar, whatever it is, you're going to have this tremendous process of connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, etc., etc., etc. Because kikach nir ba'emes kiyam ha'mitzvus el shemi shu muvdom me'ashem l'kei yisrael v'shgu ba'avodas eno margish b'zeh. Okay, but we, because I don't think, well, one who doesn't feel that connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the mitzvahs as this very mechanical, physical, worldly, this worldly type of an act. Okay, in Malkum Yisayish, with the chutz, that should be a little bit depressing. He says, "No, it's not a Malkum for years. Why? Da'ilono gamad deregaseno hanamucha b'toelis b'liyam mitzvaseno. We even in our madrega, there is impact that the mitzvahs are doing to us. The maven davar yisham shev rama makar lechizuk b'muna u'b'liyam. Instead of taking the Rambam as something which is this makes us disappointed, it can be a source of understanding that." There's the Rambam's point that if we would absorb that every time we're doing a mitzvah is what we're really doing is touching the Shekhinah, whether we feel that or not, but once you understand that that's what's happening, it's a rabbi chizuk that we're zarecha to be able to touch the Shekhinah. It's a chizuk that we that this if we believe it, even when we don't experience it, that itself will be a chizuk to look what you're doing when you're doing a mitzvah. It gives us a different level of chashivas for our mitzvahs, and that itself will be a chizuk whether we ever experience it or not. Now, I would imagine that if a person could get the madrega where he truly accepts that reality in his mind, even though he doesn't necessarily feel it, that itself is going to start the process of being more aware of it it'll create the experience as well. And he's saying even if that won't happen, just an understanding. One of the milos by the Hasidim that they learn Kabbalah is this point. The Rambam says it's coming from his world, but his approach without the world of Kabbalah, etc. But the world of Kabbalah, it's very much this is the message that every act that we're doing has this heavenly impact, the connection, etc. So a person who understands that, whether they're on the Madrega to experience it, but they understand in a whole different light what they're doing, they see it as something of greater significance. So it creates a greater simcha in doing it, and more interest in doing it, a more feeling of accomplishment when you do it. All of that is there. So it's very important. I had this argosha. I'm not sure I should put this on recording, but the training in yeshiva, maybe not here, but many yeshivas, the training in yeshiva is very much the work of pshat. In the world of chassidus, a lot of it doesn't seem to fit into the world of pshat. Seems to be that's chassidus shavarta. What wasn't necessarily a statement of a compliment about something that somebody would say, that's chassidus, right? But when a person leaves the world of the yeshiva,
And you know, the person is not totally absorbed into the world of Torah and mitzvahs the whole day. That's not what he's able to do, right? The opportunity that person has today is the interactions that he has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu today have to become more precious, because you know. So the reality is that tefillah and mitzvahs are going to play a bigger role in the person's interface with the Kodesh Baruch Hu than they did in yeshiva. You know, just by the number of hours, you know, a guy sitting in yeshiva and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. So it's time to make a cheshbon that the person does what he's supposed to be doing. So he spends about 2 hours a day in davening. He says, Sharkis Mincha Marav together add up to a certain amount of time, you bench, you know, etc. It adds up, you know. Say, Shay, it's a few times, it's a bear of 2 hours a day spent in Davin. I think for us it's probably an hour and a half, but something along those lines. He says, a person will spend 24 minus 2 is 22. A person spends 2 hours a day eating, resting, etc., right? At least with 20. Person sleeps 8 hours a night, leaves him with 12. He loses 12 hours a day. That's the type of cash. When a person comes 12 hours a day without being a mishugan, he dabbles like a mensch, he rests, he eats, he sleeps like a mensch, and he still has 12 hours a day till then. And he says, if he doesn't, you know, then in Tazeniyam Yamayim Ezreka, and etc., etc. Right? A balabas, you know, is davening, he has less time, and his learning has less time, and, you know, all of a sudden the ratio is not 2 hours to 12, it's about an hour and a half of davening and about an hour of learning. So, but just by definition, he has to relate to it. It has to become much more impactful and significant in his life for him to remain fresh and excited about his Avodas Hashem. Feel it has to become better. You know, sadly, you know, many times that, you know, the opposite happens. The realities of life sort of intrude, and even the davening gets affected. But, or the mitzvahs get affected. So my tefillin have to play a bigger role at that point in my life. You know, I need to ooh and ah over my tefillin more. Right? And you should always ooh and ah over your tefillin. Like, you know, but I mean, many people have to kiss their tefillin. You know, like, so it's not my role, but it's a nice minute. You know, right? It's a message that this is something special to me. So as much as that, you got to ooh and ah about your tefillin when you're early, you know, as a person who's out of life, for sure you got to do that. But even without the issue becoming, you know, then as a person matures and gets older, he needs to deepen his relationship with his avoider. You know, so above and beyond just learning the halachas about it, he needs to have a deeper understanding. So that's where the role of chassidus and kabbalah comes in, and it really fills in the gap. There's another way of looking at something, the deeper way of looking at something. So that has to happen. That's what the Rambam is telling us. Rambam is telling us, I want you to look at a mitzvah as this global encounter with your Creator. And if you absorb that, even if you don't say you feel any type of, you know, energy coursing through your limbs and you feel like, you know, lightened and, you know, flying up to heaven, that's irrelevant. You don't need that. That itself, it changes. It gives you a different level of chizuk. Okay. So I think that's an important nakuda. Now he moves to this Rambam, which he quotes in Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam says that a person who's not the Baal Teshuva, he's mulled from Hashem, the Rosh Hashanah does not accept his mitzvahs. And a person who does Teshuva becomes connected to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Rosh Hashanah is mekabel the mitzvah. You want to understand that better. The dialogue he's barred by Dibre Rambam, Ma'ozel, what is this? Shatar from Muldum Hashem has a mitzvah upon him. They rip it up in front of it. What does that mean? Somebody's Muldbuk and Kashbaruch, they bring Mershim is Makabal. What do those words mean? There's a Mephorish for Dibre Rambam. That is a different Rambam. Pierce Mishnah, Shal Yuma, Arm Ethel, Yom Kippur, Mechaper. Yom Kippur, Mechaper. Okay, so what does it mean? The person says, after we have a Kippur, Mechaper, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper.
Why? Because the person, the more it says the person does that, which means, lo yazreyu Hashem shiasa b'tzayim kippur masharoy lo la'asus k'nei shiskaper la'avon esab b'yisayyan. You need a certain siyata neshmaya to take out of Yom Kippur what Yom Kippur has to offer. The person is not going to give you that siyata neshmaya to get out of Yom Kippur what it has to offer. Which means like this. The person is not being maneged from you. You can get it yourself. But it's not easy to get it yourself. You need siyata neshmaya to get it. So if you really, really want it, you can push. Since Ema speak him yet a lot of the person doesn't help. It doesn't stop you. So Yom Kippur, the Kippurah requires a certain amount of the person's avoda, the person will not give him, the person will not give him the siyata neshmaya to do that avoda to be able to get on Yom Kippur what Yom Kippur has to offer. That's what it means. It doesn't mean the Russian, as it were, destroys it, but rather to be able to do what you're supposed to do, you need siyata neshmaya, you need the Russian helping you. The Russian says, I'm not going to help. Well, if the Russian doesn't help, so that's what it means. On a practical level, you end up not getting the maisa the way it should come out. So the Russian, as it were, undermined your mitzvah. But if the Russia, as it were, is interested in accepting what you have to offer, he will facilitate. That's what it means. Russia will facilitate. If a person would push through and make a Yom Kippur work anyway, it would work. Rambam says you won't get the help to make that happen.
So you're saying the same thing when the Rambam says Tarfon Layes and Mitzvahs.
It can't mean that
he did the mitzvah and Hashem rips it up. So it has to mean that the mitzvah wasn't done properly.
Right. And the opposite of a person with the version is mudu mishkin, or the version will, as it were, will give him an opportunity to do the mitzvah with all of the shleimus that the mitzvah should really be done in order to accomplish what the mitzvah is supposed to accomplish. I had to tell you, I was in Lakewood yesterday. I have very, very close chaver. It was Nifter. And so they, Cleveland, the crew was in Lakewood. He was a person that he had Mashur because he had to Shmai for mitzvah. It was uncanny. He was a tremendous balkhazer. He was Tamachachim, but he was a big asker, and he was always helping people, etc. But he always had the siyata neshmaya to be in the right place at the right time. It was mind-boggling. So, you know, Rebbe Rosenthal was nifter in New York, you know, and the people go back and forth. He was the person who was with him in the hospital when he was nifter. Out of everybody, he was the person who was there. Moshe Reb Chaim was nifter, he was the person who was there. He went to visit him, you know, constantly, he was the person who took care of, you know, the arrangements. He took care of the like, why him? Because we all know, because Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the guy who's going to be there. We almost completed before. You know, he had a siyata neshmaya to beat, you know, so the Russian was mamzi him mitzvahs. I don't Pesach Kron has all these stories about he was traveling somewhere and he felt like next to him, you know, when he started talking with him, next to him, all the guys, you know, wearing tefillin and, you know, became, you know, shomer shabbos. I travel and I get a guy next to me. Like, you know, there's a reason why he gets a yid next to him and I get a guy next to me. He gets a siyatish, right? He gets, you know. Right? I had a mice a week and a half ago, Sunday, right? So I went and dropped my wife over the airport, and I come out of the. I tell you this.
Well, this was when the CM was, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know some of it, but.
So the whole place was crazy. The whole thing was crazy. But I'm coming out of the parking lot over there, and the attendant said, "Sending you the credit card, I'm going to pay." Fine. So, go to the attendant.
and I had some doubts. There's nobody there. So I could ask you a question. Have you ever been stopped once in your life by an attendant by a parking garage with a, they want to ask you a question? Never before in my life. Right? Says he's from India. Right? He says he wants to know, to which God do I pray? This is what he asked me. I pray to the God who's the creator of heaven and earth. He says, he asked me why. He asked, why am I asking? Because I'm India. We prayed to many different gods.
Indian.
He's from India.
I'll talk in Indian.
They prayed to many different gods. He wants to know which gods, which gods do the Jews pray to? And he sees that I'm Jewish. I look Jewish. So he says, I pray to the God who's the creator of heaven and earth, and he's everywhere, and you don't see him. And there's no way you can make a symbol for him. That's why I pray. He says, you don't have any type of idol? He says, no idol. Right? Why do I get the goy? And Pastor Krohn gets the yin. I don't know. It's not the first time I had this. I had a goy. I was traveling on the train from New York to Silver Spring. Back, and I get next to the guy. He's an exchange student from Singapore. He's an Avodah Zorah. And he's trying to extol me the virtues of Avodah Zorah. He says, his mother went off the derech. She doesn't do Avodah Zorah anymore. Right, her father still, Baruch Hashem, is on the derech. He does Avodah Zorah. It's such a good thing doing Avodah Zorah. I was like, Rebbe Shemayla. I'd be like, why? Or there's a certain sense of why you get. I don't get it, So, but he's saying above and beyond just the opportunities, but even within the mitzvah itself, there's the opportunity to do it, with the person will facilitate the person having the right set mindset and the time and the strength and the knowledge and the mentors, whatever it is, to be able to do the mitzvah in a way which the mitzvah will impact him the way it's supposed to. And if not, you won't get that siyata nishmaya. It doesn't mean you can't. That the effort which will be, what a person will have to put into that will be that much more, and that person has to be that much more motivated, and much more desirous when he's coming from the behind because he did something which he lost that siyata nishmaya. To win it back, he's going to have to come. That's what Rama says. We do tshuva. And you say you really want this. The question is great. But you're, I'm not going to help you with that process. Okay. I came to a mitzvah. The merchant says, I'm not interested. So he poured it back in his face. That's the Rambam is ripping it up in the fun. That's what he means. It doesn't mean that after you did the mitzvah, the merchant is going to rip it up. It means the merchant is not going to. You wanted to come and serve him in the sukkah. The merchant says, you know what? Rain, get out of the sukkah. So you end up without the mitzvah. It's not that you did the mice and the person was not accepting it, you end up not sitting in the sukkah. But the person says, when you do, I'm not interested, therefore I'm not going to facilitate doing. Okay. I'm not sure what this next word means. Mimsa is that al inyan mitzvahs. Something over here. On a loim dim dabra echad the mice. Atoy amarnu ki mitzvahs hein hein ha'olam amola yeshabay yukal iskalas arater. So the mitzvahs are the world which we can then step into, and that's the vehicle now that Aratar is Nizgah. Me'at and Nukhat and Ladas. Ke mitzvahs atzim Arashein. It's not just that they are Megalad Aratar, but Asher Akli Shalehem Huad Vekis Mishkina. But they are the or. And the Kli, just like we said before, that you need a Kli to have the or of Torah. The Kli to have, the mitzvahs are the or of Torah, and the Kli for that is the Vekis. Okay, if we don't have a trend of the because at least Akapanim, the world in which he spoke about the idea of Reikonis, when we don't feel any type of interest, connection, etc., with that we have to overcome. So, you know, this gives you this idea whether there's a Musak of Akonah to a mitzvah.
That's a very Hasidic thing to be making for.
Right. Right. So, you know, Chazal gave it to us in their remiz. Ruchim says that, you know, the Chazal said that you have to step in two psachim. Bible. Takes, you know, 1.3 seconds to move Dalai Lama, so 2.6 seconds. Yeah, it's, you know, yeah, you're very nice, but that's not the point. The point is, the message is that you have to leave the world behind and sort of walk in the door, step in totally, like not even just come to the door, but come to the doorway twice, as it were, and step into the world of tefillah before you die. Right. So, yes, if you want to fulfill the minimal, Yerucham writes in place, he says, the person walks in, he says, Ashrei Yashrei Yosefu. You know, fortunate is the one who sits, his mitzias is kavua in the bias, when all the street is still with him. You see the whole mouth of, he comes in from Mincha, and you see he's bringing all of the streets with him in, as he comes in. He's like, Ashrei Yashrei Yosefu. So you're right, that's Pachula, it's a collector. And you laugh at it, because, like, you know, he's not being Yashrei Yosefu, he's still on the street. His mind is not here, his mind is there. So, you know, what do you think, Ashrei Yashrei Yosefu? You know. I just say one horror. They say that, like, you have this hargasha sometimes, you know. Person starts davening, you know, he loses it somewhere in the middle of davening. Okay. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Yisrael, saying that his mind is already wandering, it's pretty sad.
The problem is, his mind's already wandering in Berachas Kriya Shema, so he's already on the wrong pace.
Right, saying, so, but you walk in, you say, Asher Yisrael, that's the first words that you say for Mincha, and you're ready, not connected to the words. It's like, you know, like, that's in some ways, that's, you know, like, this is the Hakdam at the Shemoneh Esrei, but like in the Hakdam you're saying, I'm so happy to be here, really. like if we get the first three words right, we'd have much better chance at the rest of it.